Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 469 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 11, Return of Thunder, part 2.
It aired on April 19th, 2003, written by Douglas Sloan and directed by Wayne Rose.
That seems like a new name.
That's the same as the last time. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's new in the general cosmos Power Ranger directors.
Last time, did we mention how that's just a cowboy name?
We must have. Because that is just a cowboy name, if I've ever heard one. And I live in Texas, so I've heard several cowboy names.
Yeah.
So.
It's no John Wayne, but it's pretty close.
No, it's his son.
Wayne Rose.
John Wayne Rose.
John Wayne Rose.
It's a hyphenate. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along. If you got Netflix or the DVDs, you should, because Ninja Storm is cool. This episode is a Tuesday episode, which is not normal. So if you are new here, normally we don't do four episodes in one week, but we did make that deal at the crossroads with the devil that one time. You remember, Josh.
You know, I don't think I was there for that.
I know you were there. No, you were for sure there. We were walking down the crossroads. It was very late, and we said, how do we get people to listen to our podcast? And then the devil showed up, and the devil said, I'll make you a deal, and all you got to do to get a baker's dozen of listeners is every multi-parter you got to put out in the same week.
And we were like, hot dog.
That seems fine, the devil.
13 listeners, you've got it, dude.
You've got a deal. Old Scratch, shake my hand, yes. And then he laughed as he cackled away and looked at the Ninja Storm episode list and went, ah, 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 and then vanished into the night.
And Green with Evil. Green with Evil was five parts.
Green with Evil was five parts. We were so young and full of life back then, it was like nothing. We recorded four in one day at a kitchen table in the worst apartment complex in Austin, Texas.
That was a different time.
It was a long time ago. Anyway, so that's the secret history of the Morphin Grid and why now there are at least 13 people listening to the show, because the devil made it that way. But unfortunately, this also means we do need to do four episodes this week, and we should go watch Return of Thunder Part 2 right now. Gotta pay the devil his due. Thunderstorm Ranger form.
And wreck. And we just watched Return of Thunder, part two.
The second of four, again, because of the devil. Because what we had to do to get this show off the ground.
Worth it.
Hey, Josh, can I tell you before we start talking about the Return of Thunder part two, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be a real short episode.
See, I had the same problem watching this one as the last one, in that I could not believe it wasn't over. before it was over.
I think watching it made it feel longer, but I feel like there's less to talk about because a solid half of it is just fighting.
That's true. There's a lot of fighting in this one.
There's just a lot of fights, and they were good and fun to watch, and I liked a lot of the fights, but like, it's just fights. There's a little bit of stuff, but it's mostly just fights. Yeah. We're going to truck through this baby. And since this is a Tuesday episode, which we never do, we don't have to do anything.
There's no rules. It's just There's right no here on Tuesday.
Exactly. So no emails, no tweets, no reviews, no jokes. We're just going to run through it.
No jokes.
No well, jokes today.
This will be a fun episode for you to listen to where
we promised the devil that we'd do them all, but we never said we'd make jokes during it.
No, we're just going to step by step go through the episode.
Yep. Let's pull up I'm just going to pull up the Wikipedia summary, not even the whole entry.
No.
Just a summary. And then we're going to get out of here in 20 minutes. That'll be great. Before we do, though, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's a website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes of The Morphin Grid, Up Through Lost Galaxy. And Josh, your schedule has loosened up a little bit, so maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe soon.
Who knows?
it could it could happen.
When you least expect it, boom, Lightspeed Rescue.
Hot dog. There's also the classic feeds, which again, might be updated more soon. Who knows? We're in turbo there. Stay tuned. Keep an eye on those babies. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Yelpco Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbaby, Stitcher, Google Play again. I shouldn't say again. We're not even on there once. We are on all those places, and you know what? It's Tuesday. I don't need to think of a fake one.
No jokes.
We don't have to do jokes today.
No Joke Tuesday.
No Joke Tuesdays. Everyone loves No Joke Tuesdays.
If this episode goes out late, we're boned.
We are screwed.
If it goes out on a Wednesday, we don't have any jokes. I don't know what's going to happen.
We're done for, Josh. We'll never work in this town again. But you can leave us a rating review in any of those places, those real places. And help us out. That way, you can also help us out by going to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. You get some neat stuff in return. Early episodes, bonus episodes, all that kind of stuff. Also, our everlasting gratitude, as is tradition. Josh, you just want to jump in?
Yeah. I'll do it.
Do it, then.
I'm doing it. I'm in.
All right. We start off in a news broadcast. Because there's a newscaster, and she's like, there's no news, but there is weather, and I guess that's my job now.
She's like, I know this is rare, but I have weather news today.
There's news about the weather, not necessarily weather on the news. She's just saying it's cold. She's like, there's a wicked cold front. It's wicked cold, kid. Get your sweaters, get your hoodies, get your snow pants. It's going to be cold. Cam's in a big sweater, and he's like, yeah, it's cold. You don't say, news lady. And then he's like, Dad, are you cold? And his dad's like, I have fur. I'm actually doing pretty good right now. This could be worse. And he's like, we got to find the Rangers. We got to find out where they went. And Cam's like, well, it's like they just vanished into another dimension.
And Sensei is like, that is a possibility. But he's so casual about it.
I would like to... And I know that Power Rangers has no interest in doing this, but I would like to see the connective tissue between, like, some, like, what was he doing during Mighty Morphin? Because he would have been 10 years younger.
Yeah.
He would have had a little boy. Cam would have been, like, 8, maybe?
Yeah.
10 years before?
7 or 8, if I had to guess.
So, like, did he get, like, a phone call from Ninjor being like, hey... Zordon got Power Rangers, so just be aware that there's ninja stuff happening in the world again.
Maybe you should reopen your academy.
Yeah, just like, you know, get some people trained up. There is that scroll, so maybe you need to worry about that eventually.
But you gotta watch out, because 5 same Rangers are looking for the 5. No, they're looking for stones, not scrolls.
They're not looking for scrolls.
It would be cooler if they were looking for scrolls, because what do you just want rocks for?
Hey, Josh, it's a good thing we're not doing jokes today, because that would have been a bad one.
Look, I don't need this from you.
On a Tuesday episode? I don't think so. We cut over to Tori. She wakes up on the beach. I'm going to bring back an old segment. What was Tori wearing?
Do your segment. Because I have a big question.
Okay, Tori is wearing a 3/4 length shirt with a little bit of, like, a little strip of belly showing between, you know, this shirt, which has some, like, red embroidering around the bottom and on the sleeves. And then she's wearing bell bottoms, I think?
They're bell bottoms, and they have, like, a floral pattern stitched into the bell bottom part.
Yeah.
Down by her ankles.
And a big dirt mud stain up the side where she was laying
yeah,
on the wet beach.
She biffed it into the beach.
Yeah.
This is not what she was wearing when she morphed. This is, like, supposed to be the same day, right?
I think so. Are we sure it's not what she was wearing? You know,
I'm not 100% sure, but I think I would remember these pants.
Yeah.
These, like, right out of the 70s, borrowing her mom's clothes, pants that she has on.
Right. There's like, this trend where that fashion now is like a slightly different version of fashion 30 years ago, right? Like that's kind of the difference. So we are getting into the 90s. Like we've been in, it's like 25 years different, but there was like the 90s kind of started coming back a year or two ago. So I guess in the 2000s, it was extremely the cusp between the 60s and 70s, right? Like in 2003, that was the that was what was going on.
73 would have been like right when Flower Power was probably start. I, look, I don't know this. This is 13 years before I was born.
Yeah, no, I was not even a zygote yet.
So. But 73 is when the 70s start, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, that's we've established that that is kind of the decade rule.
Yeah.
So I feel like this was in style, and I was in eighth grade when this was happening, and I feel like this was not outside the realm of possibility to see a high schooler wearing this.
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of what, I think the style, like the mainstream, like what all the girls on MTV were wearing, were like the tight like lowrider jeans.
Yes, yes,
and like a
that
spaghetti
all comic artists still draw women wearing.
Yeah, and a spaghetti strap, like, tank top that just goes below the belly button.
Yeah.
So you have that weird...
So you look like you're a it's Kyle not... XY
yeah,
with no belly button.
It's not quite a midriff because it's just, like, the top of your crotch is out.
It's a lower midriff. So Dustin is also there. To contrast, what was Dustin wearing? Like a t-shirt with, like, a short sleeve button up over it, not buttoned, and then jeans. It's just regular, like, skater clothes, basically.
Yeah. I'm a little bummed because the last episode made it seem like Shane was stranded on an island by himself. And then Tori and Dustin woke up together on the island and were like, where's Shane? And he comes just skipping down the side of the mountain.
He's like, hey, climb the mountain real quick. What's up?
And he's like, me and my number two shirt from Animal Crossing that I'm wearing climbed up the mountain to look around and we're just on an island.
I mean, Animal Crossing was out at the time, so...
That's true.
The number two shirt was all the rage.
I don't know.
It's also kind of a wonderful self-own on his part.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's intentional that he has a red number two shirt on.
I don't know. Are they trying to tell us, like, hey, red ain't the leader this time?
That's what it felt like to me.
Don't worry about it.
Because it's a big old two on his chest.
It is. So he comes over and he says... They start arguing about Blake and Hunter. They're like, Blake and Hunter went... crazy at this point. They've tried to get rid of us more than they haven't, and Tori's like, well, you didn't see Blake before he went up on the ship. I think something happened up there, you know, we just need to like look at it reasonably. And he's like, no, and he walks away. And Dustin's like, I mean, look, we could always trade him in for another ranger, maybe like a green one this time. Which, knowing that there will be a green ranger later, is very cute.
Yeah.
It's just a very nice joke.
You gotta cut it. This is a Tuesday episode.
Ah, dip. Sorry. All right, Jake. Hey. That's so I can see where it is when I'm looking at it. Get rid of the joke that just happened. That must be a wild way to edit, where you just, like, look for when you clap to, like, get rid of the parts in between there. People do that. That's, like, how some people edit. And I guess they don't listen to the rest of it, which is weird to me.
That explains why there's a lot of weird dead space...
In a lot of podcasts. Yeah.
Because they forgot to clap and they didn't realize the flat line can also be cut out.
Exactly. If you don't see anything, you could probably go ahead and get rid of that. They catch up to Shane and they are like, Tori's like, Shane, you need to be reasonable. You need to at least allow for the possibility that something happened. And he's like, all right, well, and before he can do anything, there's like ninja flashes in the woods.
Yeah, it's like, I get where Shane is coming from, where he's like, I never trusted those guys, and I knew I was right about that. But also, it's like, you know, they just went on to Lothor's ship, and Tori's even like, something probably happened to them when they snuck onto Lothor's ship.
He's like, no. And to be fair to Shane, he's right, and they have tried killing them more often than not.
Right.
So... I guess to him it could go either way, but I think like if they were back to being fine and they went up to Lothor's ship and they came down evil again, you know, maybe at some point you would go, well, the middle part could have gone pretty wrong. They see the flashes in the woods. They start chasing. There's a long chase. They run through the woods a lot. They finally catch up and like, oh, this is where they went, I think. And then the camera turns and Blake is just leaning against a tree. He's like, you're right, Shane. Good eye. And then Hunter just is there also.
Didn't Dustin see it first?
Dustin saw it, and he was like, hey, did you see that? And Tori's like, yeah, so it wasn't just me or something. And then Shane's like, let's go. And so they ran after it.
Okay.
So then Hunter, who I don't want to keep dunking on for being noticeably the worst actor of the group. It's not terrible. I'm sure if you put him in any other, Wild Force, he would have been a standout. He would have been fine.
Probably, yeah.
But just next to everybody else, good. It's kind of like, when the Time Force Rangers had to talk to the Wild Force Rangers. it's like, well, here's a bunch of actors, here's a bunch of people that play Power Rangers, and that's different. But Hunter's like, ever wonder what would happen if two Thunder Ninjas fought three Wind Ninjas?
All of a sudden, when he's saying that, he's like, do you ever thought what would happen? And then his full accent kicks in.
Yeah. He's like, ninjas. Down under.
Do Thunder Ranges.
Thunder Ranges. So then Tori and Shane and Dustin go, well, I guess we're going to fight. Shane says something to Tori like, hey, they're probably not going to be reasonable. And Tori's like, I have no intention of letting them just stomp us.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Shane's like, they're going to try to kill us. And Tori's like, well, I'm not going to just let that happen.
They can try.
He's cute, but I'm not going to like die for him.
Yeah, no. So they do like the ninja tear where they grab their shoulder and they throw their clothes away. And remember what I said about Tori's outfit. Hiding this outfit that is three times bigger under it. And that is a ninja miracle.
I feel like this is like a weird soft morph, more than it is taking off a lair.
This is the ninja outfits from season 3.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just really weird. It's a weird choice. And like, I do like it because it's just that right level of goofy where you take your tank top off and you have a bulky leather jacket underneath it.
Yeah. Just hidden. It's crunched up in there. Hidden with ninja jutsus,
I guess.
So they start fighting. Again, this is the first of a lot of big fights that just kind of last a while. The only they pair off, so it's Shane fighting Hunter and then Blake fighting Tori and Dustin. The fights are pretty good. Shane's and Hunter's is like really acrobatic and like it's really cool. At one point, they punch each other in the fist. Like, they fist bump, but an attack.
Yeah.
And there's, like, an explosion.
Yeah.
And it, like, blasts both of them back. And I was like, ooh, that's neat.
Their fight was really good, because there were a couple times where Hunter got the upper hand a couple times. So I was trying to say. And it all came out as one word, I guess.
In the episode I am currently editing, I definitely said three words at once. And it was just, like, a collection of consonants, and that was it. So
and I was thinking, I was like, I hope the Thunder Rangers don't just beat up the Wind Rangers. But then Shane like rallied.
Yeah. And then when we go over to the Blake versus Tori and Dustin, the thing I like about that fight is that Blake is winning. He has the upper hand, but it's played like he only has to worry about people attacking him, whereas Dustin and Tori have to worry about coordinating their attacks.
I feel like it was that a little bit, but I also was like, man, I really wish they made that Yellow Ranger.
That would have been very cool, yeah.
Because it felt a little weird at first to have Dustin and Tori fighting Blake and then just Shane and Hunter, but it's a good like tactical move to have Dustin backing up Tori because Tori's not going 100% at Blake.
No, for sure. Dustin is trying, but he keeps getting like grabbed and like flipped and rotated into Tori. So a lot of what Tori's doing, she has to like pull back at the last second to deal with.
At one point, he shoots like ninja lasers or something, ninja beams.
Yeah.
And Blake reflects them into Tori.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good fight. They end up running away. They like ninja flash, do like the ninja shadow jump thing, and they land on the beach. They fight for, like, another second, but then everybody morphs. They do some morphed fighting.
Oh, this is when he shot the beams and they got reflected, because they were Power Rangers at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Then we cut up to Lothar, who asked Jubo when the Thunder Rangers are going to wrap this all up. And he's like, it should be soon. You know, they morph now, so, like, hopefully it'll be soon. And he's like, hey, also, why is it extremely cold? And Jubo's like, well, the island coming out pushed all of the cold air all over the planet, and so the whole world's cold now.
It made a climate change, and everything's cold.
Oops.
But also, and I'm going to talk about this now because it does happen later, but they talk about sinking the island and how that's going to make everything even colder by putting it back where it was.
Yep. I don't know.
And I'm thinking the whole episode, I'm like, okay, so if it's out, it's cold. If it goes back, it's colder. How do the Power Rangers solve this problem?
How are they going to fix it? I don't know, and we're not going to find out this episode. Here's a couple other questions I have. They're on a spaceship. Why is it cold up here?
They have their climate system in sync with Blue Bay Harbor.
Oh, they plugged it into Earth.
Yeah, specifically into like the port of Blue Bay Harbor.
Yeah, so it's the same. Okay. Because he's like, Lothar's like, I hate the cold. Why'd you do that? Why couldn't you raise an island that would make a heat wave? And Juba's like, well, we took a vote, and the vote came out, make it colder.
Right.
And Lothar's like, I knew I shouldn't have given them the vote. I knew they shouldn't have been able to vote about these things.
Democracy was a mistake.
I like that he is like, he's not anti-union. Like, Lothar's not anti-union, because clearly they're all in a union. He's like, oh, man. Well, what are you going to do? They're union.
Not anti-union, but I wish I could just be a dictator.
It would be much easier for me if I could just be an evil ninja dictator.
But it seems like they only voted because he was like, you guys vote on it. I don't care. And then the cold island came up and he was like, damn, I did care.
A couple episodes ago, he's like, I'm results oriented. Like, so he doesn't care about timetables or anything. So he's like, yeah, you know what? Just pick. Just you pick. Whatever. As long as it works, whatever. And then it gets cold and it's like, ah, dang, I should have just said do it hot. Then Zurgain is there. He's like, hey, I'm making a space heater. And this is when I realized they are on a spaceship in space where
Like a space heater.
Yeah. Well, that's what clicked it for me, where I was like, hold up a minute.
It's a space heater.
It's a space heater. We're going to heat all of outside. Space. We got back to Cam and Sensei at Ninja Ops. Cam's like, it is way too cold. He now has a blanket on over his big sweater.
All of this stuff is green.
Yep.
I don't know what that could mean.
He's only been dressing in green for like 5 episodes now.
I think he's always had at least a little bit of green on it.
I think so.
A little bit. But yeah, he's definitely just like, look how green I am.
And at first I was like, maybe this is just to be like, they're all primary colors. He's green because he's kind of in opposition to them in the beginning. Huh, maybe they're doing that. Now I'm like, this dude's going to be the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
Maybe it's Kelly, though. She wears green a lot.
You know what? Kelly Green is a color.
It also is a name, I bet. I bet there's plenty of Kelly Greens out there.
Checkmate atheists.
Got him.
Got him.
Where's your god now?
Yeah, but... So we cut back. The Thunder Rangers have the Power Style Rangers on the ropes. They are on the ground. Dustin has like a handful of dirt. He's like, hey, I like dirt as much as anybody. But and then before he can finish, Blake's like, too bad you never showed that on the track. And Dustin's like, don't you dare say that to me again.
He just charges them. He's like, don't you talk about my riding.
Don't you back on my riding. And so he runs at him. And this is when Hunter's like, something's wrong. Dustin is our friend. What are we doing? He's having sort of that brain attack kind of that Blake had last episode.
He's less having a migraine and more like thinking about like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And he has a flashback of him like fist bumping Dustin.
It's just that it's like when they first met and they're like, we like dirt bikes together. And like that, I mean, like we are bonded forever. We cut up to Lothar, and Lothar's like, hey, are they that's later. Maybe no, yeah, we do. This gives the Rangers an opening with him be like, Blake, something's wrong. I don't know what's up. The Rangers like regroup, put the Stormstriker together, and shoot them. And then we cut up to Juba, who's like, I have a second idea. And then he says it something to Lothar, and we cut over to Mara and Capri, and they're talking to Zurgain. They're like, hey, Juba's really got Uncle Lothar's ear, huh, Zurgain? And Zurgain's like, he's not even a real general.
He's fake.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. Looks like he's pretty much a general.
I don't know. We fell in love with him last episode, so I think that makes him a real general.
I don't know. Just saying. And then we cut back. He says, you two, prepare to beam. And they're like, oh, we love to beam. And then Mara's like, wait, what? Hold on, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Mara's like, man, I love beams. Always give me a beam. And she's like, what kind of beam is it?
What are we doing for beam, though? We cut back down. Everyone's got their masks down. Blake and Hunter are like, oh, what was happening? They kind of like, the spell is broken. They're like, what are we doing here? What are you doing here? And they're like, are you good? And they're like, yeah, what's going on? So they kind of catch everybody up. But then Jubo's just on like a cliff. And he's like, hey, you bug boys, stop it. Stop being good again. And then he summons up the stink snail from last episode. Mm-hmm. But now he's super stink snail.
He's an upgraded version. He has one of those like spiral style shells.
Yeah, and he's all spiky. It is still the same monster, but very different. Like, it's the same, like, you can tell it's, like, the same guy under there, but now he's a super stink snail.
Yeah, they revived him, and they made him bigger, faster, and stronger than before.
Yes. They're like, what do you want now, stink snail? Didn't we kill you before? And he's like, I want to sink this island, and that will make the world drop 100 degrees below zero. Yeah,
that's very cold, but which system is he using?
I'm assuming since the writers probably are American.
Probably Fahrenheit.
I would say Fahrenheit. Because 100 degrees below zero Celsius is nothing. Because I think that's as low as their temperature goes. I know I said that out loud and I realized how stupid that is actually the second I said it.
No, the lowest temperature is...
Zero is freezing is for Celsius.
Yeah. The lowest temperature is zero Kelvin, which is like... Literally,
space.
Atoms stop moving because it's too cold.
I think it's zero Celsius is freezing, which is 32 Fahrenheit. And who made up these numbers and rules?
I don't know. I feel like Mr. Celsius and Mr. Fahrenheit should have had a conference.
Yeah, right. Get Miss Kelvin in on the job.
Because Celsius,
everyone figure out your numbers.
Celsius makes the most sense. Zero is freezing. 100 is boiling.
Yeah.
And then Fahrenheit is like, what if 32 is when water freezes?
Yeah, I feel like that's right. And then what if zero is just really bad?
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't like mean anything more because things are already frozen.
Once you hit,
your car's not going to start on the first try.
Once you hit 0 degrees and like you get into the negatives, it all feels the same.
Yeah, right? Like you don't go outside without your entire face covered or it will freeze right off and you'll be able to put it on your dashboard when you get in the car.
And your boogers are going to freeze while you wait for the bus.
Yep.
That's just the fact of life,
that's
man.
That's just how life is going to be for you. So he's like, I'm going to sink the island. It's going to be 100 degrees below zero. Everything's going to be destroyed. Then Zaki's attack. A bunch of things start fighting. There's more fights. The Rangers get separated, and the Zaki's all take care of the Wind Rangers, and the Thunder Rangers go to fight Jubo, who is trying to turn them against each other. And he's like, hey, Hunter, Blake sold you out. And Hunter's like, no. What? We're not under your spell anymore. We're fine, actually. So like,
yeah, but he's like, no, he totally turned on you. But he has no like example. Like he's just saying it.
Just, like, it's just the worst gaslighting.
There's nothing in this world Blake loves more than the Wind Rangers now. Even
he
you.
Loves that. Like, he even says like that lady Blue Rangers got him right? in her clutches. And he's like, good for you, bro. Like what? I don't like, like what? And then, while this is happening, we cut up to Lothar, and he's like, all right, steady. And there's, like, on the viewing globe, there's Hunter's face, and they're like, steady, now. And they shoot the beam, and he sees the beam coming, and he pushes Blake out of the way, which I think is a very good quality that Hunter has, is he is always trying to protect Blake.
It seems like he's the older brother.
I would say so, if I had to guess.
He does not look like it if you put them next to each other.
No.
He would not be my guess for the older, but that's fine. But he's also technically a Red Ranger, so...
Yeah.
It's good to see him show, like, that quality. I liked Blake... not Blake. I always liked Blake. Blake's good. I liked Hunter in this episode, though.
I did, too, yeah. So he gets hit with this thing. He starts going evil. And this is when Jubo's like, here's the truth. He sold you out, and he turned on you, and now he's your worst enemy. And Hunter just is brainwashed. And so they start fighting. And Blake's like, have you lost your ninja mind? Which is just funny. It's just funny to me.
Why do you say that? It's like when,
I don't know.
It's like when you add space to, in the front of a word when something is
you
in space.
Space bitch.
We made a space heater reference, not a joke, earlier in the episode.
Just a reference. Yeah, in Space Mutiny, you're all in space. It's just a mutiny if you're all there.
Everybody's a space bitch.
I gotta watch that episode of Mr. Science Theater again. So then they go back. We got over to the Rangers fighting. One of them kicks a Zaki into some like steam that hits his face.
I think this is when the island starts to sink. And like this, it opens up this like steam vent, and they're like, "What's that?" And Stinky Snail was like, "It's toxic steam. It'll send you to another dimension.
It's gonna make him stink." And it hits the Zaki, and he gets this like gack on him. It's like snotty gack all over his face.
Yeah, it's just like if you leave the gack out of the container.
Yeah, and it gets crusty. It's nice crusty gack.
If you're laying on the floor playing with your gack, and you fell asleep, and so it landed on your face. And then you woke up an hour later with dry gack on you.
Just dried gack. Well, hopefully you didn't suffocate during this.
This Zaki starts to fight his friends, but I feel like if you had a face covered in dry gack, you would fight your friends too.
I would fight anyone trying to get that off. Are you kidding me? We cut back over to Hunter trying to kill Blake. Blake's trying to get through to him. We see for a second, Stinky Snail killed all the Zakis, I guess. No, or one Zaki killed all the other ones.
That one Zaki beat the crap out of every other Zaki.
And then, so it shows, like, this steam makes you powerful. But then Stinky Snail killed him.
Yeah, it aggroes you.
Yeah, you're still a Zaki, though.
Right.
But then, so Blake's trying to get through to Hunter, and he's, like, getting pretty close. And the steam hits him right as he's, like, remembering. And then he goes gack evil. He gets snotty gack all over his crusty snotty gack all over his face.
He sneezed on the outside of his helmet.
Oh, remember that time Kim sneezed on the inside?
I think about that far too often.
There's got to be some vents or something,
that's
right?
That's the grossest thing that's ever happened. Time.
Hunter gets like, he's now like jacked up on Hulk venom. Basically, he's like all hulked out and angry and stuff. The Rangers put themselves between Hunter and Blake. They throw smoke bombs down and disappear with Blake.
Yeah, Jane jumps in because Hunter beats up Dustin, Tori, and Blake.
Oh, yeah, because they're trying to, like, hold him. And at one point, they're on each of his arms. Like, Dustin and Tori are on his arms, and Blake is, like, trying to grab him. And he just Ivan Putski's them all off.
Because when Dustin and Tori came over to help, because Hunter was just, like, beating the snot right out of Blake.
Yeah.
And they come over to help, and Blake's like, "Don't hurt him." And they're like, we're just trying to hold him. Yeah, we don't want to. We just want to, like, stop him. And Shane was fighting Stinky Snail, and he finally was able to break away. And he, like, ran between them and did a ninja smoke bomb.
Yeah.
Ninja Vanish or whatever.
It's a substitution jutsu from Naruto. It's not, because that's when you hit someone and they turn into a block of wood.
That sucks.
I mean, for you, the attacker, yeah, you thought you were going to hit your enemy, but instead, now your kunai is stuck in a big block of wood.
I guess it's better than just a vaguely shaped poke doll.
Yeah.
This looks like the first proto design of a Pokemon.
We need to talk about that at some point on United and what that means, because I have a lot of questions. So they get to a cave. They bring Blake in. They're unmorphed. Blake is still in his morphed state. They put him down. Electricity starts sparking over him, and then he wakes up. Now that he is unmorphed, they're like, "What happened?" And then we cut away, and we cut to Ninja Ops, where there is ice on the bonsai trees. It's frozen over inside. This is bad.
Yeah.
Number one, you got a draft in here. You need to take care of that.
They make a classic Power Rangers mistake in that they gave us a timetable that does not correlate to information we already had.
So, what do you mean?
Because Stinky Snail was like, "I'm going to sink this island and it's going to make it negative 100 degrees on Earth."
Uh-huh.
And Sensei is like, the temperature, or maybe Cam tells Sensei, but he's like, the temperature's dropping 1 degree an hour.
Right.
So this gives you 100 hours.
Minimum of
100 hours. Let's say it's already been 2 hours, so you can spot the pattern.
Right. It's already, you know, in the 40s. It's in the 30s now, clearly, because it's frozen.
Because there's frozen water on the bonsai trees.
Yes.
So you have 98 hours...
It's a long time. I think the Power Rangers can probably solve this in 98 hours.
Probably. Although the colder it gets, the slower they're going to get. And so there's this weird chicken race you got to play.
That's true. And none of them are the Fire Ranger. None of them have fire powers. So
no, you got two bug powers. One of the bug powers is evil.
Yeah.
And then you got wind, water, and dirt. Dirt's not going to help. Water's just going to freeze, and wind is like...
It's going to make things colder.
That doesn't heat anything up.
No. They figure out, Cam is like, I hacked a military satellite or something, and the source of where all the cold is coming from is this island in the South Pacific. And Senta's like, well, that's probably where the Power Rangers are. We should go check that out.
And then he says, the appearance of this island and the disappearance of the Rangers is probably not coincidence.
Yeah.
But Cam just said, hey, I found this island. He didn't say, hey, this island was not here before.
He said something about the island being weird, and I don't remember what exactly, but he does mention that, heat signature...
It appearing blah, or blah, disappearing blah. Completely changes the climate of the planet. That's a little weird.
That is a little weird. Good thing we don't have any islands popping up. Maybe we do. Maybe there's just been a really slow island popping up, and that's why...
I'm also wondering... If their communicators don't work just because they're out of range, or if there is some kind of weird dimensional time gap around the island or something.
I feel like because they couldn't find them at all, there's got to be some sort of field around the island or something. So we cut to Lothor, and Zurgane's like, all right, so the Navy Ranger and the Wind Rangers have made an alliance. And Lothor goes, I hate when they make alliances.
Is this also when he's like, hey, also, why is it so hot in here?
You know, he's like, finally it's hot in here again. And Zergane's like, I have a bunch of heaters on right now, so it's not cold anymore. And so then they basically say, well, what's happening down there? Well, Stinky Snail's going to sink the island. It's going to make the earth all cold and kill the Rangers. And also Jubo's on there. And Lothar's like, yeah, kill Jubo too. That guy kind of sucks. Leave him on that island to die. And Zergane's like, yes, thank you. Will do. Cut back to the Rangers. Blake and the three Rangers make up. And Blake says about how, his whole life, he's always had Hunter and, nobody else. And Hunter's always been there to protect him. And now he needs to protect Hunter, to help Hunter. I just like this. I just it's a good moment. It's just, a nice moment.
Yeah.
And he's like, Shane, you know that wasn't us. And Shane's like, yeah, I should have known.
Yeah.
I know something was up.
I
was just mad.
I overreacted. I'm a little hot-headed, surprisingly.
Yeah.
It's just when things... And look, this is how I am in real life, too. But, when things start to go wrong, I just get mad about it.
Sometimes you got nothing else you can do. And he's like, all right, cool. Well, we're gonna do this. We're gonna figure this out. Team Power Rangers. And then we cut to Hunter on the beach. And... The only way I can describe his general vibe is werewolf. He's still in his he's got his Gak face on, his mask, and he's a Power Ranger still, but it's very werewolfy, right? Because he comes out, he's like, Blake,
yeah,
Blake. And he's throwing rocks that are in his way and stuff, and then that's where the episode ends. It's to be continued.
I wish these had subtitles like Green with Evil did.
Yeah.
I don't know I don't know what they would be, but just Return of Thunder Part 2 is a little flat.
Yeah, because Green with Evil did have some good ones.
Yeah,
Eclipsing the Megazord, very good. I see. The reason we have in our multi-parters there are subtitles is because of Green with Evil.
Because Green with Evil did that.
Yeah. So we kept doing it. Power Rangers should have taken the hint. But Josh, I started.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the best?
I'm going to best the relationship between Blake and Hunter this time.
Same.
I think. It's pretty good.
I am also going to do that.
And I'm starting to come around on Hunter finally, and I like them as a pair.
Yeah, they really work. I like the family dynamic. I don't think we've ever gotten that before except for Mike and Leo.
Yeah, but even then, did it really feel like it?
Well, no, because Mike was dead for a while and Leo sucked the whole time.
Mike
so.
Was dead for half a season. Then when he came back, he was just like, I'm hanging out with the captain a lot.
Mostly. So, bye.
Which is weird because these two are not biological brothers, but they're the best representation of brothers in Power Rangers so far.
So far, yeah. So yeah, I'm also going to best that. What's the worst?
There's got to be something. What?
I think it's got to be the weird timetable they've set up.
Of
1 degree an hour.
Yeah,
it gives you a long time to kind of figure it out, right?
You didn't need to say that. You just needed to be like, hey, the temperature keeps dropping as this island is sinking. And like, just leave it vague like that.
It is dropping rapidly. Boom. Problem solved.
Don't ever show us the timer unless you're going to follow it.
Didn't you learn anything from Turbo?
Boy, Turbo had no concept of the speed of time,
of how integral it was going to be. That's got to be the worst, because nothing else was like really bad.
Yeah,
like all the fights were good. There wasn't a ton of like other character stuff, but what we did get was good. You know, it's just, don't put a timetable on things unless you can stick to it.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP?
This might be a little bit of a shocker, but I'm gonna give it to Hunter.
Okay.
Other than just fully just speaking in his accent that one time.
Yeah, that's kind of charming though. Yeah. I love when, like, because Tori does it all the time. and Mara and Capri, they can't say Ben. Like, they can't say like they've been doing this. I'm like, you Kiwis. I think I'm also gonna give it to Hunter.
Yeah.
Then. Cause I also think he earned it.
Yeah.
Good job, bud. Now we got to like kind of soft rank the episode because we will combine them all together at the end, but we just need to kind of figure out where each one lands. The last episode, Return of Thunder Part 1, is currently sitting at number 3. I think it's better than
I think so that. Too, but I don't know if it's better than Thunder Strangers as a whole.
As a whole, I don't know. So I think the new number 3, Return of Thunder 2. Pretty easy. So far, so good. Well, this episode has been exactly as long as I expected it to be, which is pretty nice. It's a little shorter than normal. We're going to get out of here because on Thursday, got part 3 coming towards it. Maybe Friday. It'll be Thursday or Friday, and then the fourth part will be either Friday or Saturday. We're playing it by ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we haven't done 4 parts in a long time.
I hope you guys enjoyed this new straightforward no jokes format.
Yeah, let us know how you feel about no jokes, because I think maybe we'll keep with it. Maybe we'll just stop doing jokes.
Maybe. I think that's...
It worked for Joe Rogan. He doesn't do any jokes on that show.
I think that's really what's holding us back from that octagon cage match against Joe Rogan, is that we make too many jokes, so he's not taking us serious.
Exactly. He thinks we're chumps. He thinks we're the jokes, how, Josh.
Joe Rogan, how dare you call me a chump?
We'll see you in the octagon, Joe Rogan.
You're going down.
But yes, we will see you in a couple days for the next part of Return of Thunder. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I feel like I have to sneeze. Damn it, the devil.
This is truly the devil's episode.
This is the devil's episode. This episode is from hell.